From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Taylor Kinnerup. Today, George Kennedy stops by to share his most recent commentary from the Columbia Missourian. Kennedy is a former Missourian managing editor.
A 20-year-old man was shot and killed Saturday in a student housing complex in South Columbia. The same night, four young people were shot and injured outside the appropriately named Ruckus Bar on Business Loop 70. Those are just the most recent reports of gunplay that has some of us longtime residents wondering whether our town is becoming dangerous. We're not St. Louis or Chicago, but we're not exactly peaceful College Town, USA anymore. Or are we? So far in 2017, 9 people have been shot to death and 67 others assaulted with firearms in Columbia. Through September, police have received 358 reports of shots fired. That's the highest number in at least 6 years. I got those numbers from Assistant Chief of Police Jill Schlute. She sat down with me for most of an hour Wednesday afternoon to share what our police know about gun violence and what they're trying to do to combat it. Some of what she told me was surprising. Some was predictable. Most was depressing. But she also described a few borrowed tactics that show some promise. First, the big picture. Nearly half of those reports of shot fired have come from 2 of the 8 police beats that cover the city. Those 2, beats 30 and 40, cover Northeast Columbia, the area bordered generally by Business Loop 70 on the south and Highway 763 on the west. The neighborhood just north of downtown, which had been the hotspot, has cooled significantly. With just a few exceptions, victims and shooters have several things in common, she said. Nearly all have been young black males. Nearly all have been involved with drugs or gang activity or both. There's a strong relationship with poverty and lack of educational or job opportunities. These shootings are especially difficult to solve, she said, because victims and perpetrators usually know each other and witnesses are afraid to talk to police. So Columbia police have adopted a strategy that has been used with considerable success in cities such as High Point, North Carolina, and Kansas City. The strategy is known as focused deterrence. In theory, at least, it seems simple. We're focusing on folks engaged in violent criminal behavior, not the guy selling $100 worth of weed on a Friday night, Chief Schlute said. Officers can often identify likely shooters in advance. Patrol officers get to know the neighborhood troublemakers, she said, although they are seeing a growing number of outsiders coming to town and not just for a football game. Once they've been identified, then comes the invitation with the warning. We tell them we will help you get a job or an education. And you should let us help because the other path leads to prosecution, she paraphrased that conversation. Already, she said, this strategy is showing some payoff in the form of fewer shots fired in one of the neighborhoods chosen for the introduction of community policing. That's the time and labor-intensive approach that gets officers out of their cars and more deeply involved in the daily lives of residents on their beats. In Kansas City, Chief Schlute told me she visited a church to observe the collaborative work of cops, clergy, and mothers who have formed the No Violence Alliance, or NOVA. Back here in Columbia, she said, we think anybody should be able to go out on a Friday night, even to an adult business, and not have to worry about getting shot. That's a commendable goal, but I'm pretty sure she would agree that for a worrisome number of our fellow citizens, it remains only a goal. We still have a long way to go. I'm George Kennedy.
That was George Kennedy sharing his most recent commentary from the Columbia Missourian. I'm Taylor Kinnerup, KBIA News, Columbia.